Welcome to the Realize Soul podcast with Tessa Alburn. Receive a healthy dose of soothing vibes, heartfelt stories, and sweet soul wisdom for thriving outside of the conventional world.
Hello there. This is Tessa Alburn and Realized Soul. And I'm super excited today because one of my dear friends and dolphin adventure buddies is here with us today to have a soulful conversation. I think you're going to just love it. Her name is Tara Farrar. And I, you know, her resume is just like phenomenal, but let me give you some of the highlights. Tara is a three-time author and a legacy launch consultant. She is totally a visionary entrepreneur. Her career includes having been a large live event planner for trainers and entrepreneurs, and being a book launch strategist for authors. And now her current soul mission is a very timely humanitarian project called We Are the Children of the World, where she's raising awareness, providing education, and inspiring action on behalf of the more than 2 million children currently enslaved into sex trafficking. Tara is multi-degreed, and she's also an accomplished artist in various media, including silk painting and coppersmithing. And I didn't quite know that about you, Tara, that those were your two favorites, but I've seen your artwork, and it's just absolutely luscious. Tara is a dynamo CEO, and today she's here to share some of her insights with you so that you can reach your dream of that deep soul connection and your vibrant purpose. All right. Welcome, Tara.
Well, Tessa, it is such a thrill to be here with you. And I always love our conversations. So I have no idea where this is going to take us, but I know it's going to be a luscious journey.
It will, for sure. And I'd love to kick things off, you know, with one of my favorite questions, which is, what does Realize Soul mean to you?
That is a great question, and it is something I have asked myself from time to time as I've become aware of what you're doing and what your focus is. And for me, I came up with this analogy to share with you and your wonderful audience. It was said, and I don't know who said it or how it even came about, but it is said that when the sail ships first started bringing the explorers to the Americas, that the indigenous people weren't able to even see the sail ships on the horizon because it was nowhere in their reality that it existed. And it wasn't until they actually got into their rowboats and started coming to shore that they were able to see them. And I use that analogy to answer your question because our soul is speaking to us all the time, but for a lot of times, it's like that sail ship on the horizon, not able to see it or hear it or sense it or feel it. So the answer to your question is, for me, it's paying attention to those rowboats coming to shore so that I can realize the message, the guidance, the love, and realize my soul is out there on the horizon just waiting for me to see it.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Yeah, it's so true, right? It's like this perspective that if we're not ready to hear it or see it, we don't even know it's there. But you use this word like it's love, right? Love is there for us. It's so big. Mm-hmm. I can even feel like right now, just our connection being here and my love for my audience, that we're even generating that field just through our intention. And so listeners, pay attention. If you want to just feel some of that love, just let yourself do it. Open up to it. Receive it while you're here with us today. Open your heart and allow the love in. Okay, now Tara, I love that you gave a lot of thought to this around Realize Soul. And, you know, when I think of you and Realize Soul, one of the things I definitely connect with is that you you are expressing your soul and realizing it at the same time through meaningful, soulful work. And now that may not be the case for all my listeners. Like, everybody has a different mission, so to speak, but this is yours. And you want to tell me a little bit about that, like how you connect to your soul in your work, or how that sparks you, just anything that's coming up that you want to share around that right now.
Oh, I would love to. I'm going to go, I love analogies and telling stories. So I'm going to use, I'm sure everybody has had various forms of this experience. For me, when I was not listening, I would either get into a mental debate. It's like, you know,
totally.
Driving down the street, you normally turn left at a specific intersection, and your inner guidance, your spirit, your soul, whatever one wants to call it, is saying turn right. And then we go into our mental debate. Oh, I always turn left. Why would I turn right? There's no reason for me to turn right. It'll take me longer if I turn right.
Yeah, the argument ensues, definitely.
And then I found when I wasn't paying attention and or arguing, I would run into not a literal, but a figurative brick wall. And like, boom, you know, then there was like something that occurred because I wasn't paying attention or listening. And after a few times of that, it's like, I can show you all the various scars, you know, of when I didn't listen and didn't.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, we've got those. Well, let me tell you about this time. Let me tell you about that time. So Tessa, for me, it became really raising the bar on my commitment to myself and my love for self to pay attention.
Yes.
And
can we back up just for a moment here, because you said something that I want to highlight. You're bringing forward this whole point of like connecting with your soul, and you gave just this great example, right? Where the stuff starts happening in the head, and because we're getting some sort of a guidance, but we're trying to override it. It doesn't make any sense, that sort of thing. And this is exactly, I think, what a lot of listeners are struggling with, because they don't understand the difference between what is their soul guidance and what is something else, like their head or their inner critic even. And so I love that you're giving this example. Is there anything that you would want to share with them around like how to know the difference, like how to actually listen?
I would say for me, I started fine-tuning this, Tessa, by taking baby steps. And baby steps would be in the form of, okay, next time I'm driving and I kind of like get a nudge to do something different about my travel plan or my direction, is follow it. Just follow it. Another baby step would be, you know, you're at your favorite restaurant and you have two or three dishes you typically order, and this time you're being guided or prompted to order something totally different. Then I would follow it. What I found it was doing for me, Tessa, it was building a level of trust within me for that guidance, those messages, those promptings, whatever we want to call it. And as I relaxed more into it and gained the confidence to trust it, then when those bigger messages come in, the ones I'm really asking about, I can hear them. It's like the sail ship. Then suddenly I can see the sail ship on the horizon. I can hear that guidance. And then trust, just like absolutely trust and do it. But starting with the baby steps is what built up that level of trust and starting to discern the difference between what was an outside direction versus an inner direction.
And that's so important, right? To know what is actually coming from our pure guidance. And our soul is connected. My belief is that our soul is connected to source, to the divine intelligence mm-hmm. that guides everything. And so when we can really listen to that, man, that's where the magic happens, right? That's where we're the safest, where we're the most loved, where we're in synchronicity, where we can be access more of our creativity, and we're just more in flow.
And I would say an inner sense of peacefulness.
Mm.
You've heard yeah. in our private conversations, you've heard me refer to, I have created a bubble that I live in. And it's a bubble of peacefulness and tranquility. Things just flow gently. And I know that this bubble keeps getting bigger and gaining more and more. I'm just kind of like seeing this brightness. It's like the bubble just keeps getting brighter and brighter because of the trust and the peacefulness that I'm feeling as a result of paying attention, listening, and following through.
I love it. And the way that you got there, so I'm just going to highlight this, the way you got there was through taking these baby steps, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you hear the guidance, you're like, okay, that's different. Let me do that. I'm going to take that guidance. And that whole process over time built your trust for that guidance and really established a connection, it sounds like, with your soul. So you really could trust that communication was reliable and it would be there for you.
Absolutely. And a really fun way I've been experiencing it lately is, so I go to the grocery store and there are certain aisles I go down because it has certain items that I always get. And I'll be going along and now I've kind of turned over my shopping to that soul guidance. It's like, I'm pushing along and it's like, do I go down this aisle? Yes or no? And I'll get like a yes. And I'll go, but I never go down this aisle. Why am I going down this aisle? And I go, Tara, stop the inner dialogue, go down the aisle.
Exactly. I love this practical application of listening, right? Mm-hmm. And it helps us. One of the things I think for me that when I'm doing that, is it's helping me to make decisions. Like I don't even have to get in the way. I just listen for the guidance.
Mm-hmm. And cool. I'll head down the aisle and it's like I'm going down the aisle, go, there's nothing here. And then something will kind of pop out. And it's like, I didn't know that was on this aisle.
Look at that. Exactly. Yeah. Whole new item that you're going to love. Here it is. You just had to listen.
Yeah. And I feel so much more relaxed. For me, I'm an adventurous spirit. I mean, you and I met with dolphins. So, you know, we share that, but it nurtures that adventurous spirit within me where it's like a surprise. I just am surrendering and turning it over and I never know what's up ahead.
Okay. You just use really big words. Some of my people are quivering. Which is surrender. And I think there can be some confusion around that word and what it actually means. So could you tell us what it means for you?
Relax. It means relax. Take a nice deep breath and relax. For me, that is a way of placing. I'm highly intuitive, as you know. So for me, it's like listening to the intuition, to the inner guidance, that direction, getting out of my head about it and relaxing into it. How about that? Does that work better to say relax?
Well, it's your word. You get to choose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it equates to for me, to relax. And then my whole body just feels a lot more peaceful instead of that inner tension and adding to any stress of the day and any perplexities in my life. It's in that moment, I'm in a relaxed place and things just seem to fall into place, whether it be a parking spot much closer to the front door than what you anticipated, or you're suddenly in a short line. Someone opens up a new cash register and you're suddenly in front of that line. You know, and that's why I keep coming up with analogies from day-to-day scenarios, because those are the baby steps. And I find as I master those baby steps, then I'm able to bring it into my business and bring it into my profession and the work that I do with clients, because I've built up this bridge of trust.
Yes. And, you know, I think there's also like this sense you have trust, but there's something deeper even that's happening when you're that relaxed. And you're in that place of peacefulness. It's like you don't even have to think to yourself anymore, I trust this. You just like know that that's what it is. And and there can be that felt sense. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And are there days where I don't listen and the mind wins? Yes. And I can show you that scar for that moment when I made that decision.
Exactly. Yes, I bet you can. You know, we're all human. And I love that you can laugh about this, because I think sometimes also people, you know, when they're thinking about the soul and they're like, oh, I better do it right. Or, you know, there's something wrong with me. We can lighten up around this. And actually, by lightening up, we can have greater access and forgive ourselves, right? Because I've done it too. You know, you listen to the wrong guidance or just fought it or was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I'm like, oh man, you know, I could be really upset with myself.
Mm-hmm. Which then opens up a whole nother conversation about forgiving oneself and loving oneself when we didn't listen, because then we can go spiraling down a rabbit hole when we get mad at ourselves and make ourselves wrong.
Exactly. And of course, the whole time the soul is going, oh, it's okay.
It's okay, right?
But we can't hear it over the din.
That's right.
All right. So, Tara, I would love for you to share a little bit about your current soul mission, because I know that you received soul guidance in some way. You were really listening when this arose in your life. Could you speak to that? And we are the children of the world.
Oh, thank you, Tessa. I feel myself choking up already. Mm. Just because it is so near and dear to me.
Yes.
And I just want to begin with, I know for myself, for many, many years, I kept asking, why am I here? What is my destiny? You know, I enjoyed my years of event production, and I enjoy working with my authors. And it's like, but it seems like there's something bigger. What is it? What is it? And I, just based on the conversation we're having now, as I remind myself about the trust that I've built up and relaxing into the guidance that I receive, that I was aware that sex trafficking of and exploitation of children occurs around the world, but I'll tell you, it always felt like it was over there being somewhere other than possibly next door to me or, you know, around the corner. It felt like it was always something over there. Mm-hmm. And then I was getting some new information. I was doing some research, and it was as if, this is what it felt like. It felt as if my shoulder was tapped by an angel wing. And what I heard within myself, like that inner conversation, was saying, we need you to do this work. Are you willing? And in that moment, it was absolutely, like exclamation point, absolutely. And then from that moment forward, things have moved quickly. People have fallen into place. It's things like I can be binge watching a movie just to like disengage from all the mental activity and the day, the business day. And there'll be like a line, something that is said inside of there. And I go, oh, that's a great idea to do something on that. And it's, but I know it's because all those years of taking those baby steps and turning right instead of left and going down the grocery aisle when I didn't think there'd be anything there, that those moments occur. And now I've put together a whole training program, and I call it Earth Angel Training. And it comes from one of the survivors being interviewed and saying, I know it was the earth angels that found me and are taking care of me on my healing journey. And I, when I heard that interview, I went, that's it. Earth angel training. So
beautiful.
This is,
yeah.
So I see this as my legacy. I am committed for the rest of my life to be shining light on the situation, raising people's awareness, providing education as to why this has become a multi-billion dollar a year industry, and to inspire action people can be taking on a daily basis. So
yes,
and that's my story.
it's really phenomenal. So you were willing, you just knew, yes, I'm willing. And you were also ready.
Yes.
You had really prepared for this. You had no idea this was going to be the arena, topic, this project, this humanitarian cause. And you knew you had to say yes. And I love that you're committed to it. You know that the resources are showing up because you just opened your heart and you said yes to this. And it's really amazing and wonderful to witness, because I've seen that unfold since the beginning. And I think also there's something really powerful in your knowing, because it keeps you from like collapsing under the weight of the awfulness of that stuff, right?
Correct. Like,
yeah. So I remember years ago, there was a particular environmental cause that I was kind of freaked out by it, and I couldn't face it directly. I wasn't ready. You know, I didn't have that inner soul connection solidly formed yet, but I can really see it in you. I love seeing it in you. You're a wonderful example of that, having actually nurtured that soul connection. It gives us strength like angels. Right. Because you are one of those earth angels yourself.
Yeah.
It's not just an earth angel project or other people are earth angels. You are one of those. You can show up when it's tough out there, when it's not pretty. And I'm just really, really happy to be your friend and also be able to see you realize your vision to love and support the change that's going to be needed, that is needed here. Yeah.
And I would like to add another thing, Tessa, is as anyone is asking about what is their destiny and listening to their soul's guidance about it, there's no one destiny or one legacy or project that's bigger or better or grander than another. It is what our soul is wanting us to do. And a term I've used in my coaching with clients is I'll ask, what you're about to undertake, how is it calling forth your greatness?
Yes.
And this is what is now showing up in my life to call me forth to be all that I can possibly be. And it's about balancing. I wanted to bring in the whole concept of balancing because, yes, this is an intense, heavy conversation and endeavor. And I'm learning how to balance it. And for me, that I love nature. I love being outside. I make up landscape projects all the time. Oh, let's move this set of rocks over here.
You know? You sure do.
And for me, being outdoors in the fresh air and in nature is my way of balancing. So I'm filling my heart up with joy.
Yes.
So I can bring that into this project so I can create, it's kind of like being like the lightning rod. You know, there's parts of the country where they have to use lightning rods that extend up into the ground and up above the roof line. So when the lightning comes, it strikes that rod and grounds it into the earth and bypasses hitting the house. So it's like, for me, the balancing is that lightning rod. So the inspiration and the guidance can come in like lightning, and then I know how to ground it in and bring it forth, bring the whole project forth to a whole nother level.
Yeah. So, and then your connection, it sounds like your connection to nature is also just like this beautiful metaphor for that, right? You've got your hands in the earth, mm-hmm. and growing stuff, and you're creating and designing, you know, an entire environment of beauty, of something that's going to be inspiring and uplifting, and you're receiving in that process, you're receiving your own healing, your own grounding, and then you can be like the beautiful oak tree, you know, that can sustain and grow mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. get big and send down roots, like, you know, to keep from toppling over. And I love that you know that about yourself, that that's your way to connect. And I think there's a lot of the people that I work with also connect with nature in some way. They find that very, very soothing. And of course, there are many reasons for that. And so I'm really glad you brought this up, because I just want to take a moment to just encourage all my people to get out there. It doesn't have to be like climbing Mount Everest. It can just be being in a park, putting your hands in the ground, planting a flower, experiencing the vibrancy of the living plants out there and connecting with them and realizing that you're not actually separate, but we're not separate, right? We can actually interweave our energy lines with them. And it's super, super nurturing.
It is. And it's the other day I was out there and suddenly I had a hummingbird dive bomb me. And it's like, well, what's that about? And I looked over and it's like, oh, your feeder's empty. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, and it was just letting you know.
It was letting me know.
Get on the job, lady.
Hey, you're a bit over in your head. Come over here where I'm at.
Oh, my goodness.
And it put a smile on my face. I was laughing out loud all by myself out in the yard, just chuckling, you know. But I was aware. I was like paying attention on some level to have even noticed that this hummingbird had a message for me.
Yeah. So when your soul isn't giving you the guidance, the hummingbird will.
The hummingbird will. That's right.
Okay, I'm just loving this conversation. And there's also another area that I know you have dived into and that's rich for you. If you're up for it, you ready to go there?
Oh, I know where you're going. Yes, I'm up for it.
Okay, awesome. So I'll just let folks know, you know, you've had your own challenges around your health journey, your physical body. And a couple of years ago, you got some really shocking news. And so I'd love if you could just share a little bit about that and how your soul helps guide you through that and in connecting with your body and being in relationship with your body and maybe even in relationship with others, whatever comes up here, Tara.
Thank you, Tessa, for creating a safe place for this conversation. Well, as many of the listeners have probably figured out, yes, it was the C word, diagnosed 2 years ago. Fortunately, and here's one of those angel moments, one of those soul direction moments, is my doctor said, I would like for you to go get a mammogram. And it's like, you know, the fingers come up and make like this cross symbol. And it's like, no, I don't want to do that. No.
Persist. Yeah.
Do I have to? I've been around for 7 decades now. And he said to me, it's important for a woman of your age to do this on a regular basis. And I thought, well, aren't we past all that by now? So I did. And sure enough, it turned out that I have a very small tumor. Thank goodness it was small. Thank goodness I listened to being told to turn right at the intersection. Mm-hmm. And I had the mammogram, I had the testing. And then, of course, went into shock. It's like, what? So what I chose to do is I created what I call a yes team. And I immediately picked it within 30 minutes of him calling me at home. And this is like, he's such a delightful little angel. He said, I wanted to call you from my home so I could spend as much time with you as needed. So within 30 minutes of ending our conversation, I was instinctively creating what I call a yes team. I called those people who I wanted to surround myself with, who would be a yes to my decisions and my choices and not put their opinions on me. And you were one of those yes members of my team.
Yeah, and it's been a privilege to do that.
Yeah. And one person knew about nutrition. Another one knew about sound and prayer work. And another person knew about some other, I'm an alternative kind of gal, so it knew about some other alternative modalities. And my team just got around me. And for the last 2 years, the choices I've been making on this journey, I have relaxed and turned it over to my soul's guidance. In this moment, what do you want me to do? But keep in mind, these last many years, I've been building up that relationship so I could make the distinction between what was outside influence, what was my mind, and what was in my heart, and what was really at my soul, at the soul of me. And that is the guidance I've been listening to for these last 2 years. And I feel vital. I feel healthy. I'm out there lifting rocks, 35-pound rocks, and moving around.
And you're not even tired after you do it.
Yeah, I'm exhilarated. And so that's what I would share with that. Really having continually, day to day, I'm building up my relationship with the soul's guidance and realizing what my soul does want for me and relaxing into it.
Yeah, so it's like asking the right question. And the relaxation. So the question for you that you said was, in this moment, what do you want me to do? And then relaxing and allowing that guidance to come in and going with it.
And here's a real-time example of that. So at the time of this podcast recording, it happens to be in the winter. And there had been quite a bit of snow that had come. And I decided I wanted to go out and create, you know, shovel a little pathway on my deck so I could get from my deck down to the ground from the stairs. And I went out and I shoveled it. I came in and I went, well, I think that's it for the day.
Oh, yeah. So we're really short and sweet. Okay.
It was really short and sweet. And my body just said, relax, relax. So it was like 2 in the afternoon and I curled up with a blankie on my couch and watched some really fun heart lightning movies and gave myself permission to do it rather than pull out my mental to-do list and go, but you're not doing this and you're not doing this. And what about this? And you haven't done that.
Yeah, you really just gave yourself the space to be.
Mm-hmm.
And to feed your spirit, you know, with those uplifting movies or shows, whatever they were.
Mm-hmm. And it also, you know, as part of my own cancer journey, is really placing my body first. And listening to all those times when my body would say, oh, I'm tired. Can we lay down? No, we can't quite lay down yet. We're still working on this project. Let's just finish this project and then we can go take a nap. And then something else comes in. You get a business call or an email comes in. The next thing you know, another 4 hours have gone by. And I turned my back on what my body was telling me it needed. And that's been part of this cancer journey for me, is to listen, place my body first. I listen.
Yes. So bringing back greater balance with the various parts of yourself and your body is needing the most attention right now. It makes so much sense to make it the priority and really pay attention like you do.
And out of that self-respect and that self-love, I'm finding it is bringing beautiful energy into We Are the Children of the World project. It's, it is, I call magic moments, like magical moments are occurring for me around this project from connections and situations that I had no idea. I got onto a webinar the other day and the host of the webinar said something and I went, oh, I want to connect with that person for my project.
Yeah, more synchronicity, more connection. Exactly. Yes, more support coming from the other angels who are out there that are coming into your world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I love what you said, you touched on respect and love, right? So really having deep love and appreciation for your body, for yourself, and respecting its needs and not overriding those. Really, really listening.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, I am fairly certain that something in here will have spoken to my listeners that will have maybe touched their soul in some way so that they can start listening more, right? Just and trusting that they have that ability. They too can do this. They may not go out there and do some humanitarian project, and that's okay. They might have a completely different soul purpose, right? Like maybe just to live, to adventure, or to have a family, or to teach, like whatever it is, it can all be soulfully guided.
I love that, Tessa. Soulfully guided, yes.
Well, I am super excited for what we've covered here today and extremely grateful for you being here to support me and my listeners and sharing really from your heart. I know just how much you love, and I really want to thank you for being here today.
Thank you as well.
You are welcome. So is there anything else you want to say before we sign off today?
Listen, take the time to pause and listen. And honor and respect the messages, the guidance, the direction, the gentle nudges, the angel wings tapping you on the shoulder, and look for those sail ships out on the horizon.
Exactly. Yes, there could be one right there waiting for you. Thank you, Tara. Thank you so much. And I wish you and everyone here love on your soul journey. May you know your soul and honor and respect it. Many, many blessings, much light. That's it for today. Aho.
Thank you for listening to Realize Soul. If you love what you heard, please share us with your friends and be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast directory.